Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
It can only mean one thing, ladies and gentlemen.
Shalom!
Pappy's in the house.
Hey, girl, hey! Thanks for the bees. What a way to kick off the 3 o'clock hour with my entrance and a little B-52 action.
Mm-hmm.
This is my favorite karaoke song because I can do both parts equally well. The Fred Schneider part.
Have you ever seen Sam do karaoke? He's good.
All 9'7" of Sam.
When have you seen me do karaoke?
I've never seen that.
You're talking to me?
Cameras. Yeah.
At the Christmas party a couple years ago over at Sully's.
I did hop up and do a Zac Brown song.
Oh, I would pay good money to see that.
It's irresistible. No, my girlfriend's a huge fan of karaoke, so I had to swallow my pride.
You're not bad.
Learn to not hate it. So, yeah.
While we're asking the question, I need you to pull up the Zac Brown song that you sang. But what is everybody's go-to karaoke song? The one song that you can crush at karaoke when you do karaoke. Mine is, oddly enough, Little Red Corvette.
Oh, my God.
Now, that is kind of a shocker, but I'm really good at it. I fully embrace Prince. Dan, what is yours?
It would be Melt With You by Modern English.
I'll stop the world. And isn't that one of Scott's I Hate That Song songs?
No, I like that song.
Oh, what's the one you, Tainted Love?
Oh, my God. The worst song ever recorded.
Okay, that's your.
I'd rather listen allegedly to Yoko Ono than Tainted Love.
All right, what is your go-to karaoke song?
I don't do karaoke, but if I did, this is weird about me. What?
Go on.
It doesn't bother me one bit talking into a microphone. Even though I know that thousands and thousands of people are in the audience.
Okay, simmer down.
Tens of thousands?
Hundreds
of thousands.
Of thousands.
Maybe an entire million people.
1.4 million
people.
How many people are in the city?
2.3 million in the metro. Yeah.
All of them.
So
at least a baker's dozen.
I'm not well in front of crowds. I get nervous, which is why I'm a little bit nervous about what you and I are doing next month at Starlight. If I can see who I'm talking to, like just doing this bit with you guys, very easy for me.
Because there's only three of us staring at you.
That's
right
what
now.
I tell myself.
Okay.
That's what I tell myself. And even though I know there are many, many more, like maybe 2.3 million more at any given moment.
Oh, I forget all the time that there are more than just us listening, which is incredibly dangerous.
But if I were to do karaoke, and I won't because I'm petrified of doing it.
Say that now.
I would do Prince's Sign of the Times.
Oh, such a jam.
In France, a skinny man died of a big disease with a little name. By chance, his girlfriend came across a needle, and soon she did the same.
You're going to do it like that?
No.
Spoken word?
Well, I could. William Shatner's made a lot of money remaking other people's song in the spoken word.
True.
All right. All right. So, Sam, what is your go-to? Is it this Zac Brown song?
My go-to karaoke song is literally any song in a lower octave that I've already heard before.
Really?
Yeah.
In a lower octave, because you're a bass.
Yes, because I struggle getting into the higher octave, and then I just lose it, and then I sound like a dying cat. I know that from experience, wow. And I have decided not to try it anymore. The Zac Brown song that I was singing in front of my coworkers that I probably should not have been, but I had a little liquid
hammered.
Courage
he was
that
hammered.
Day.
Lit like a Christmas tree.
Not hammered.
Wasted. Could barely stand up.
All right, let's hear the Zac Brown song.
Oh, yeah. This is a good one.
And I jumped in the middle of the song.
Go
and the radio on.
All right, all right. I'm here for this. Hey, well, you know, we could do I'll Stop the World and Mel with You. Do you go into your lower octave, Dan?
No, I
you already have a lower octave?
When I'm singing that song, I sing it the
proper way.
In the proper way.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm about to share with you guys.
It's not the highest pop song.
You're an originalist.
Mm-hmm.
I'll stop the world. Well, I'm about to share with you guys the song that I am the absolute worst at karaoke, but yet I always sing because it is a jam, and it is one of my favorites. Sam, hit it.
You can't hit that note.
Oh, heck no.
Wait, right here. You couldn't hit any of those notes.
I absolutely could not.
You think you can when you're in your car by yourself?
I think I can. Actually, you know what? If I were ever did drag, that would be my drag queen song. I think I would crush Hearts Alone. Also, Heart canceled. Heart was supposed to be here.
Ann Wilson's not well.
Well, no, they rescheduled, like, I'd say a handful of cities, and Des Moines got the boot, Kansas City got the boot, so no Heart for the Midwest.
Safe to say it's heartless.
It is heartless.
Didn't she, what was the reason for it?
She had cancer, she was going through chemo, but she's better now, and they rescheduled the shows for 2025, it's just that they didn't reschedule Kansas City. Or
that's unfortunate because I've never seen her and or them, and I would like to see them. She has one of the greatest female rock voices of all time.
She rips the roof off any amphitheater with her voice.
I've never seen her live.
Oh, goosebumps.
Even now, after all these years, she's still at the top of her game.
Oh, yeah.
74 years old.
Wow. Good for her.
Now, the one that I sing the most at karaoke, and it's not my own choice, is Josh Turner, Your Man.
What?
And that's about as low of an octave of country song and as you can
Does the lady friend make you point at her?
Maybe lock them doors. Yeah, I'm not doing it.
Maybe lock them doors. Oh, that's a good,
Does she make you point at her while you're singing?
She doesn't make me. I just do it.
At some point today, I think we should have...
Awkward.
I think we should have Dan and Sam have a low voice off. And see whose voice could get lower.
I once did Old Man River at karaoke.
Old Man River.
Mm-hmm.
Can somebody explain to me?
I got the hook.
Do sober people do karaoke? If you're sober, do you do karaoke?
I do now.
Yeah, there are many people that will do karaoke.
I don't understand. I mean,
sans alcohol.
I would watch a karaoke like I would watch a car wreck. You know what I mean? I'm just here to see who gets hurt.
I mean, there were times where I definitely was up on that stage and words were not coming out of my mouth.
Because you were so nervous?
Nope.
I mean, there are
some... Because you were so drunk?
Yep.
You were singing, but it was unintelligible.
That's right.
Okay.
There are some unfortunate souls that get up front. But, you know, it takes a lot of chutzpah to get up there and sing in front of everybody.
Agreed.
You know, Dana was a karaoke DJ once in college.
Mm-hmm. Before the accident, but we don't talk about that. So, yeah. I'm actually kind of chagrined. I did not know that you were about that event that we're doing next month.
I have stage fright.
Did not know that. I've known you for 400 years, and I would have never in a million years.
And it's only when I'm talking. If, like, I'm playing the drums, I don't get nervous at all.
Oh, he's going to be sweating ice-cold bullets.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
All right.
Well, I'm going to let you do all the talking.
I'll do all the talking.
No, seriously. And here's Michael
like,
Mackey.
When I was in Almost Kiss, like 14, 13 years ago, getting up on stage was like a thrill. I mean, I couldn't wait.
Well, you had your armor on, right? Your costume.
Yeah, I had my makeup on and a wig. And
that was and you're protection. You're behind the drum set. So
that doesn't mean anything to me. Well. I mean, but I loved getting up there and playing. But when I have to get up there and there's no shield, if you know what I mean, and I'm just sitting there and I look out in the audience and people are looking at me.
You're exposed.
Yeah.
Well, I'll make sure that they turn the lights up heavy on us and down low in the audience so you'll not know that it'll just be me, you, and Joel just rapping away.
Okay. 913-586-7798. Hey, don't forget to check out our podcast, the Dana and Parks podcast. It is available anytime you want, anywhere you go. Just go to kmbz.com. Nothing sells on radio like nostalgia. Guess what debuted 46 years ago today on television? Hey, it's Dr. Johnny Fever.
Dr. Johnny Fever.
Baby, if you've ever wondered whatever became of me. I'm living on the air in Cincinnati, Cincinnati WKRP. Got kind of tired of packing
and unpacking.
That is also what launched Lonnie Anderson into the zeitgeist.
Venus Flytrap.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about Venus Flytrap. That's hilarious.
We need to come up with really weird names for ourselves. So, the radio.
So for the longest time, WKRP in Cincinnati was not on VHS. You couldn't find it in like a box set or DVD or whatever because they played so much popular music on the show. The sitcom.
Oh, the trademarks?
They couldn't get the rights to the music.
Really?
Yeah. So for, and I don't even know if you could still find it, but for just, or it, maybe they had to swap out like generic.
I wonder if there's another show out there that plays such good music that they can't.
That when they podcast it, they can't use the music?
Huh.
That's weird. I wonder who that could be.
I don't know.
And unpacking, town to town, up and down the dial. Maybe you and me were never
seen. Look at that bass line.
Just maybe think of me once in a while.
Okay.
46 years, huh?
Yeah. Can you believe it? Well, yeah, you can. Going on vacation is a job in and of itself, according to a new study. A recent survey of 2,000 American homeowners found that the average person has at least 6 tasks on their to-do list to get ready for vacation. And near the top of that list were items like, would you care to guess? Last minute shopping is number one.
Packing a bag.
That's not even on the list, Samuel.
What do they wear on vacation?
Well, I mean, the things. These are more like things around the house.
Oh.
And by the way, they say 6. I only see 5.
Clean up a little bit?
When I go on vacation,
always clean the house is number 2.
I always make sure there's nothing. I want to come back to a clean house. I clean the sheets. I vacuum like a crazy person, and then I go on vacation.
Making sure that friends and family have a key to the house in case of an emergency.
Okay.
Laundry.
Unplugging appliances.
Oh, that's you.
And setting the lights on a timer. Yes, and by the way, I am not as crazy as I thought. Respondents generally check at least twice that they've locked the front door.
Do you...
Only twice?
Hey, do you still take pictures of your... stove?
Yes.
Like you used to? Okay.
Yes. And it's gotten worse. I'm going to be honest.
It's gotten worse?
My OCD? Oh, yeah.
Oh, mine. I've been working on mine.
Oh, man. I've been having anxiety attacks lately. And I work with my psychologist on like dealing with that. And so on our last session, we started working on breathing exercises. And I'd never had them before. And my OCD has gotten worse as well lately. I'm embarrassed to admit this, but whatever.
Have a seat on my couch.
Yeah, I know, right? Can I lay down on it?
Is that sure, okay?
Yeah. Do you have a pillow?
Take your shoes off.
Do you have a pillow?
We're all family here.
So now I talk to myself. I don't take as many pictures as I used to, but now I talk to myself. So I open the oven, and now if I screw this up, I'm going to be going to the hospital, and I just put my hand right there on the rack, and I say to myself, hand is not burning. Then I close the door. Then I go over to the stove, and I put my hand on I put my left hand on the left two circles and my right hand on the right two circles. And I say out loud to myself, hands are not burning.
Oh, you are regressing.
I know. I'm well aware. And then, like today, I get in my car and realize I don't have a cup of water in the console. I go back in to make myself a cup of water after I take my shoes off, of course.
Of course.
Yes. I go back in and I do it all over again. I'm getting worse.
Now, I was really bad up until probably a month and a half, 2 months ago. And then I made it a point to not check. Now, I had to go through the extreme anxiety of my entire drive to work because I, too, check the stove. I'm like you. I'm weird. I then had to suffer with the anxiety of the entire drive to work, wondering if my apartment building was on fire or not. But alas, every day it has not burned down.
Okay, so let's talk, because this is a safe space.
Is it?
It is. I'm telling you it is, because I'm using this voice. What if you went back in to get the water and didn't check? Would you be out of would you have lost your ever-loving mind?
It wouldn't happen.
What do you mean it wouldn't happen? Like you literally could not have left without checking it.
That's correct.
Again,
that is correct.
Despite the fact that you had just checked it.
And here's why it's even worse. And I know I'm crazy and I get it. You know, I fully embrace it. I accept it. I checked all of those things before I went to bed last night. Right. And I know for a fact I didn't cook anything this morning.
Okay.
But that doesn't keep me from like quadruple checking before I leave.
But do you check like right when you get up?
No.
Oh, you do it before you leave because that's likely when the house will burn down.
If a fire starts, I can put it out while I'm home.
Oh, from the text line. The panic and worry sets in shortly after 50, Scott. I too have this and never did till I turned 50.
No, I've started having anxiety attacks.
Is that accurate?
What does that mean for me? I'm only 27.
Sam, you've seen me
You're
have
doomed.
One.
I have.
That's crazy.
Now, like, I will go around and check all the candles despite having full knowledge that nobody lit a candle and you can't smell one.
So we have candles in the kitchen and one up in the master bath. And they're those candles you buy at the store and they've got caps on them. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
We haven't lit a candle in God knows how long. And I will put my hand on the top of the candle and I will say out loud, candle capped.
Okay.
Don't okay me like
okay,
it's normal.
You're scaring me because I do all of these things, but I don't say it out loud. Well, it did. I'm getting better at it. And you can not do it, Scott.
But
it's really, really hard, but you can not do it. It just takes a conscious effort every single day, and then your entire drive to work, you're going to be miserable because you're just waiting for your house.
Well, listen, the reason why I said okay is because it's not harming anyone, whether you do this or not.
No, I'm just, I would love to know by the end of my life how much time I wasted of my life going, candle kept, hands not burning, hands not burning. I mean, by the end of my life, I've wasted a year of my life doing that stuff.
I go through my phone every once in a while and delete the pictures because some days when it's really spiking, I have to take a picture of it.
From the text line, I'm so OCD, no candles in my place, no way, never. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, there's that.
You're right, texter. I also have a phobia of shirt tags. That is correct. I don't know where this stuff comes from.
Well, I have a freakish, irrational fear of horses, so we all have our things.
You're afraid of horses?
Yes, I have full-blown equinophobia. I've talked about this. I cannot be on the plaza if I hear the clip-clop of that Cinderella carriage.
There it is from the text line. And sorry, I know you hear the fan in the background again, but I am dying in here. The stigma surrounding OCD is the problem, not you, Scott. Think of OCD as your superpower. I was able to start taking, and of course the text line moved, generic a drug to help with your OCD, and it changed my world and saved my marriage. Wait, if it's a superpower, why'd you take a drug to stop it?
Because he wanted to be normal like the rest of us. You know?
I thought he was on our side, man.
He is on our side.
And now he's medicated and on our side.
913-586-7798. 913-586-7798. Michael Mackey, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott, here on KMBZ.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
She's been a longtime friend of the program. We met her through her son, Nicholas, who was a big fan of the show. I'd like to welcome back Jerry Parscale.
It's nice to be here.
I want to say Parscale and Parscale. Welcome back.
Oh, it's nice to be here. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
We think of Nicholas often.
Thank you.
Did I hear right? It's been 3 years.
Yes, it'll be 4 in June.
Remind everybody about the great Mr. Nicholas.
So Nicholas was, in 2016, he was my youngest son, and in 2016, he was diagnosed with a pineal blastoma, which is a brain tumor. Mm. And for him, it was inoperable. He looked at that as his gift to be able to say, I have a brain tumor, so another child with cancer doesn't have to go through it. He truly believed
he was so strong
that God gave him cancer so another little child didn't have to go through it. Mm. And he was all about positivity. He was all about helping others. Never met a stranger. In fact, he would drive you insane if you met him, because instantly he was your best friend. And just wanted people to be happy and to pay it forward, if you will. And he truly, that's what he did with his life, his very short life.
How old was he?
He was 14 when he passed.
That's so young.
Yeah, yeah.
But so. he was a great kid.
Yes, and he loved your show so much, and he had listened to it since he was a baby. because we would listen to it in the car, and he knew great things because of you guys.
So. You and a lady named Darcy Krause are are out with a book.
Yes.
Entitled Navigating the Unexpected.
Yes.
And I think the subtitle is A School Leader's Guide, because you're in education.
Yes.
A School Leader's Guide to Trauma Response Teams. Tell me about this book.
Okay, so at the time he was diagnosed in 16, Darcy Krause, who was my friend at the time, she was also his principal. And so what we found ourselves doing was navigating him through his educational career alongside this disease. And Nicholas passed away, as I mentioned, in June of 21. And Darcy, being a friend, you know, we talked every day, and we often found ourselves processing not what we had done wrong, but if we had known better, what could we have done better? And so that set us out on a path for really having two different pieces of research. Number one, was there a tool out there that we hadn't gotten our hands on that someone could give educators to be able to say how to navigate these traumas? And two, how much of a need was actually out there for this type of a tool? And the sad fact is, albeit there's lots of research out on trauma, both adult trauma and kid trauma, there wasn't a real good tool or a how-to book. And so in our research, one of the most startling pieces of research we found was that, and it was from the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. So they had their finger on the button, and in 2023, they wrote that 2/3 of our students worldwide are now reporting that they have been a victim of a traumatic event or a crisis event. 2/3 by the age of 16. Scott,
and what does traumatic mean to a 16-year-old or somebody
so,
younger than that?
So let me give you. So this is because we wrote the book.
I mean, a breakup isn't a traumatic event, right?
No, not at all. But what they talk about, of course, is they mention abuse in the study. They mention family situations in the study. But you know, as we looked at Nicholas, his was a trauma. His was a health trauma, and. But we wanted to take it one step further, because we as adults have a tendency to think of weather-related catastrophes and bomb threats when we think of trauma. And of course, these are huge. But we are going to – we our book and toolkit for the teachers is more along the lines of the individual who's experiencing the trauma. So let me give you just a few.
Okay.
Let's say that you have a military family living in your school. You have 3 of their students in your system, and the military member is leaving on a 12-month deployment. You have in your district a family who has moved in from a war-torn country, and they have no support in the community or the school. Let's say that you have a beloved high school teacher who is on his way to school one day, who is in a serious car accident and is in intensive care. And albeit you don't have those students, or excuse me, you don't have him on your sight, you have his twin daughters in 7th grade in your school. And, you know, if I may, I'm just going to bring it home for a lot of us out there. When I was at the day of the Chiefs parade, I was working in a school in Arkansas, and I had just gotten in my car. It was like 2:03, and listening to your station on the way back. And of course, we all learned of the horrific event. And as I listened to your wonderful coverage and really, you know, heard a lot, my phone was also blowing up, because both Darcy and I had friends who knew we were writing the book who were saying, what do we do? What do we do? What do we do? Because tomorrow they were going to have kids in front of them who had been traumatized, and they had
who were
to
at
be
the
able
parade.
Right.
Yeah.
From yes, who were at the parade, or because we had school districts, Scott, who dismissed that day for the parade. And now we have this situation in front of us. So what the book does is, you know, it's very easy to, as a school district, say, well, we got this. You know, nothing bad ever happens here. And I hope it doesn't. But I never planned for Nicholas to have cancer. I never planned to have to help him walk through or navigate his schooling with this disease. And so what we wrote the book to be able to do, it's an easy read. People can pick it up. Educators can pick it up. Because here's what I know. My social media feeds are full of teachers every day. And they're struggling because they have students who are in crisis or in trauma. And they are in need of behavioral interventions, social-emotional interventions, and physical interventions on top of the academic interventions that teachers deal with on a daily basis. And our point is there is a plan that you can have in place. And we walk schools through that plan, how to put that together. And whether you are a school district or a school who already has a plan but would like to tweak it and make it better, or whether you're starting from ground zero, we believe that this book needs to be in every professional library in every school. And we both, Darcy and I, are consultants who want to help because, you know, experience is the best teacher. And like I said, not that we did anything wrong for Nicholas, but we knew there was a better way. And we believe the book is it.
How can people get it?
So you can get it on Amazon.com or SolutionTree.com, which is the publisher. And both Darcy and I are on every social media platform. We're on LinkedIn. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. And we want to be able to be of assistance to you, whether you're a team of teachers, whether you are a school or a school district. Again, you're going to navigate this, and it's better to be able to be prepared. I have a partner who does the same work as I do, and he always says that prevention is the best intervention. And so if there are things that we can do ahead of time, when the tragedy happens, we're going to be ready.
Jerry Parscale, Jerry with a G, not a J. Jerry Parscale, the book is Navigating the Unexpected. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Scott.
It's great to see you.
It's good to see you.
All right. Quick break, 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Such a jam.
Speaking of amazing songs that you can't put on a podcast.
By the way, this is incredible. This story out of Michigan.
Oh my gosh. So we can't play the video on the air because it's from a streetlight camera, but you can go and watch the video and it is amazing.
Why have I not heard about this? Tell me everything.
It's at nypost.com. Epic video footage captured the moment a fearless Michigan deputy climbed out of his moving patrol vehicle into another moving car.
What?
He jumped through the window to help an elderly motorist who had lost control behind the wheel. The traffic footage caught Macomb County Sheriff's Deputy Nicole Mirren hanging out of the passenger side window of her police cruiser while attempting to enter the driver's side window of the pickup truck that was traveling erratically on the busy Mount Clemens roadway.
There's
a picture of it.
Oh my gosh. Was this elderly person having a medical episode?
Yeah, it was a 63-year-old man. He was having some sort of medical emergency driving his GMC Sierra around 2:18 p.m. It's like a 6-lane or 8-lane roadway. They're calling it an avenue, but this is a massive street. I'm assuming, you know, speed limit of probably 45, 50 miles an hour. And he just starts driving and somebody calls in and says, hey, this guy is, you know, his head's down. It doesn't look like he's awake. And to save his life, they pull up next to him.
Now, keep in mind, that's the operative word, they. So she did not get out of a patrol car where she was the only person in it.
Right.
She was in the passenger seat. So because my first thought was, well, if she jumped out of her car
who's driving the police car?
Right.
And I'm guessing this is a low speed. Like, how fast are they going?
It's a 4-lane road.
Yes, but like is it a slow speed? Is he?
Well, so sometimes when these things happen, either the foot stays on the pedal and they speed up exponentially, right? Because the weight of dead weight, I hate to use that term, but that's just the term, on that pedal just pushes the pedal to the floor. In this situation, it seems as though that his foot fell off of the pedal when he had his medical emergency. So they were slowing down gradually. But still, with the newer cars, those things roll forever. And they maintain speed. And there is body cam footage that you can go watch right now of her pulling a Paul Walker, climbing from one vehicle to the next, hitting the brake, and putting the truck in park to save this man's life.
Oh, my.
And by saving his life, she may have saved countless others.
Yeah.
Because that car was out of control.
It was the elderly man. Did he survive?
He survived that time.
Okay. There is no mention of his demise anywhere in the story.
Okay, good. All right.
That woman deserves more than one medal for that and a promotion.
That took some, like...
That's right out of Hawaii 5-0.
That's right out of Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah. Where they... yeah.
Text line focus. Yes, we know 63 is not elderly. We didn't write the story.
It's elderly until I hit 63. Oh. Multiple New York City public school employees have been accused of taking their children and grandchildren on a Disney World trip meant for young people suffering from homelessness.
I heard about this.
Anastasia Coleman, the Special Commissioner of Investigations for the New York City Public School District, wrote the report earlier this year, addressing it to the Chancellor of New York City Public Schools. It wasn't released, though, until last week. The report claims that Linda Wilson, who is the Queens Regional Manager for Students in Temporary Housing, took her own family members on a Disney World trip sponsored by her job. She is also accused of allowing other employees to bring their family members on trips, which included Washington, D.C., and the Rocking Horse Ranch Resort in New York. You've got to have cobwebs for a heart to do that.
Who busted them? That's what I want to know.
It was
a whistleblower?
It was a student. Oh, let me look.
Like, who, you know...
I'm sure the kids that were told they were going on these trips that never got these trips weren't very happy about it.
Maybe they weren't even told.
Oh.
How'd you enjoy your trip? What trip?
What trip? I'm sorry.
I didn't get to go anywhere.
Maybe that's how it went down. Maybe they caught wind of this program, they being the news in the area, and said, hey, we'd love to chat with some students who went on these trips. Never mind.
I feel like this is why God created whistleblowers for this exact type of story.
I thought you were going to say hell.
Linda Wilson, who is going to hell, had payment requests for the trips processed, and some of the stipulations stated that all trips must have some sort of educational component. Each student must also have a valid permission slip to attend, and no staff, family members could attend, according to a source who spoke with the investigators. Wilson's two daughters were known to attend these trips, and Wilson's staff members also brought family members along, too.
Seems to violate the no family members rule.
The investigation found that not very many homeless students who were listed on the trip paperwork actually went on the trips.
Imagine that.
Quick break for the news with Dan Weinbaum. That's coming your way in 2 minutes. He's Michael Mackey. He's Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott here on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.